It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
It's the Blue Bloods against the Black Hats for a green jacket. Thursday begins Easter weekend at the famed Augusta National Golf Club in Georgia. The azaleas will be in bloom as thousands of patrons will be on hand to watch the 2023 Masters Golf Tournament. Prepare yourself for an unfolding drama as golfers from the PGA Tour will tee it up against 18 players from the rival LIV Golf Tour. The Masters traditionally invites all former champions to participate in this limited field golf tournament as long as those golfers are healthy enough to tee it up. This year in 2023, former champions Sandy Lyle, the champion of 1988, and Larry Mize from 1987 have announced that this is going to be their final time to play in the field. For those of us old enough to remember Larry Mize's win in 1987, it came on the second hole of a playoff with Australia's Greg Norman. With Norman already on the putting surface of the par 4 11th hole, Larry Mize was faced with a very difficult 140-foot chip across the entire 11th green. The odds would say that Larry Mize would be very fortunate just to get it up and down in two shots and hope that Greg Norman didn't make his birdie putt. That famed green jacket of the Masters was just moments away from being placed onto Greg Norman's shoulders. In one of the Masters' most iconic moments, Larry Mize chipped the golf ball onto the 11th green and watched it roll across the green and into the cup for an improbable birdie. Greg Norman's putt to tie failed to go in, and Greg Norman would finish in second place for the second straight year. 9 years later, Greg Norman teed off in the 1996 Masters final round with a six-shot lead. Still trying to win his very first green jacket, Greg Norman faltered on the back nine and shot a final round 78. He finished in second place for the third time as Nick Faldo won the tournament. It was very tough to watch the longtime world number one golfer self-destruct in the final round back in 1996. One sports writer accurately penned the sentiments of many of us golf fans by saying, quote, "It was like watching a man drown." Can you imagine how badly it must have felt for Greg Norman? For the second time, Greg Norman had been involved in a memorable loss at the Masters. And after that final round, Nick Faldo gave his Aussie friend a hug and said, "I don't know what to say to you. I just wanted to give you a hug." After that loss, Greg Norman's professional golf career started a long downhill slide. Though he finished his PGA Tour career as a Hall of Famer with 20 wins and two major championships coming at the Open in 1986 and 1993, Greg Norman would not win another major championship after that collapse at the Masters in 1996. But Greg Norman became the most famous runner-up in the history of the Masters. Though he never donned a Masters green jacket during his successful long golf career, Greg Norman never had any trouble getting back onto the grounds of Augusta National Golf Club. Until this year, that is. You see, Greg Norman is the CEO of golf's team of bad guys.
Yeah, I'm all in.
We know them as the LIV Golf Tour. Greg Norman is the man credited with luring former Masters champions such as three-time winner Phil Mickelson, two-time winner Bubba Watson, plus Dustin Johnson, Patrick Reed, Sergio Garcia, and Charles Schwartzel to LIV Golf. In addition to that group of golfers, the LIV Golf team is represented by other professionals who have won a major championship during the last 5 years. Cam Smith, Bryson DeChambeau, and Brooks Koepka will all play in Augusta this weekend based on that criterion. In all, the LIV Golf Tour will feature 18 of its golfers in the Masters field of 88 this weekend. Excluding the seven amateurs participating in this year's event, there are going to be 63 PGA stars competing against the 18 outlaws from the LIV Golf Tour. This year, the Masters, PGA, U.S. Open, and British Opens will all permit LIV golfers to participate as long as they meet the tournament qualifications. However, the chairman of Augusta National Golf Club confirmed on Wednesday of this week that Greg Norman would not be offered a customary pass in order to attend this week's golf tournament. Fred Ridley, the leader of the Augusta Greencoats, explained, quote, "We did not extend an invitation to Mr. Norman. The primary issue is that I want to focus this week on being the Masters competition, on the great players that are participating, the greatest players in the world, which by our decision in December, we ensured that we were going to honor and be consistent with our invitation criteria." I'll translate for you. Greg Norman is not going to be able to be seen drumming up support for his golf league or talking to any of the other PGA golfers who might be considering a move to the other tour. This is not the Ryder Cup, at least not yet. The LIV Golf Tour golfers do not need Greg Norman on the grounds of Augusta National Golf Club this weekend in order to inspire his players onto victory. The LIV Golf Tour has spent well over $1 billion in signing bonuses to lure most of its players to leave the PGA Tour. Fan favorite Phil Mickelson snared a whopping $200 million signing bonus. But after doing so, Lefty has been treated as persona non grata by many of his former PGA Tour comrades and the media. Phil Mickelson's departure was seen as opening the floodgates for other big-name golfers to leave the PGA Tour. Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, and Cam Smith have each grabbed $100 million or more in signing bonuses offered by this fledgling world tour. The less-than-objective media, as it's prone to do, has chosen its side. The media continues to effectively tar and feather the group which it feels are now golf's bad guys. As I've stated in this website on several previous occasions, the money being offered and paid by LIV Golf made the financial decision rather simple for some of the golfers who made the switch. For example, if the 52-year-old Phil Mickelson could win four PGA Champions or senior events this year, he would be earning about $1.5 million by playing golf. However, if Phil Mickelson earned 5% on that $200 million signing bonus he received from LIV Golf, he's going to make $10 million this year and every year for the rest of his life without ever having to win another golf tournament, and he'll still have $200 million left in the bank. Woo! So what would you do? Every professional golfer had to answer similar questions when they were deciding whether to jump ship and join the Pirate LIV Golf Tour. In most cases, that decision boiled down to long-term financial security due to the power of compound interest, and nothing more. Yet the sports media has piled onto this exiting group of players and attempted to characterize them as villains who are trying to kill the PGA Tour. Give me a break. In case you haven't been keeping up with golf as of late, the PGA Tour has agreed to make some rather serious upgrades in their tournament payouts this year and for years to come. Without the advent of competition for those top golfers, PGA Tour had been banking a lot of that money for itself. In 2023, the remaining PGA Tour professionals are benefiting from those higher purses this year and are not having to face a lot of those LIV golfers for a share of that prize money each and every week. So sure, it's okay to dislike the Saudi-backed funding of the LIV Golf Tour. However, you might want to remember that concept the next time you're filling up your automobile with gasoline, which may have been refined from oil imported from, yes, Saudi Arabia. This PGA Tour versus LIV Golf war has benefited the wallets of the players on both of the tours, at least until LIV Golf waves the white flag, as I expect, within the next year or two. Like spring professional football leagues like the XFL and USFL, the LIV Golf Tour is losing money at an incredible pace. The trend is not their friend either in 2023. LIV Golf is doomed to a short life as the Saudi financial backers are going to eventually come to their senses at some point in time. The Masters Golf Tournament is known for its extremely tight control over nearly every aspect of this incredible spring golf tournament. Chairman Fred Ridley's admission that he wanted to keep LIV Golf's leader, Greg Norman, outside of the gates of the hallowed grounds of Augusta, Georgia this weekend are going to serve as a rallying cry to the LIV Golf Brigade. However, the LIV Golf team better keep those comments and pep talks in the locker room if they're expecting to be invited back to the Masters field next year. I'm hoping that Sunday, or possibly Monday's final round at the Masters, is going to feature a stretch run with one or more of the LIV Golf stars pushing a few of the PGA's finest players down to the wire. That would make for great TV, too. The weather forecast for Augusta, Georgia this weekend is calling for several rain delays and colder weather conditions, and it might take until Monday to complete this year's tournament. This weekend's final rounds at the Masters could morph into a Ryder Cup type of atmosphere. Golf fans on the grounds and at home may start choosing sides between the 63 good guys of the PGA Tour and those 18 heels of LIV Golf. After making the snarky comments about LIV Golf's CEO Greg Norman, personally I would like to see Augusta Country Club Chairman Fred Ridley sitting in Butler Cabin after the final round of the Masters, watching as a LIV Golf player is fitted with this year's green jacket. Now that would be must-see TV. Enjoy the Masters. I'm Swamp Swami.